Let's talk some tech.
And now, 5 Good Minutes.
Agent Derek Meister, the geek of the Geek Squad, with us on News Radio WTAM 1100. I have heard horror stories, thunderstorms, people lose a TV, a computer on a power surge that happens, and it's that time of the year to be concerned about that sort of thing, right, Derek?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the weather right now is kind of getting it to the point where I'm sure most of the listeners have had the power either go out or even the lights flicker or possibly dim. That's not exactly something that's good for your electronics, especially your computers, whether it's a desktop or a laptop that you have plugged in, the wireless router, your cable modem, et cetera.
And most of us, I say most of us, at least at our house, I got one of these, you know, you can plug in like 48 things into one power strip, if you will. So if that thing gets zapped, then all 48 things will get zapped too, I guess.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people will have either a power strip, power protection, AV surge protector, that sort of thing. Those are designed to kind of help protect against a surge. In other words, lightning hits the cables outside, sends extra electricity through, and it has a fuse that cuts off. So it's designed to protect when there's too much electricity. The thing with the thunderstorms, though, is that in the Cleveland area, a lot of us will get, like I said, where you have too little energy, either the power going off, power brownouts, that sort of thing. That can really kind of damage your computer over time, just because it's more common, even though the effects are smaller. Because it's happens more often and builds up, it kind of can affect that computer over its lifespan.
Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad, with me. Okay, tell me what this UPS is that you texted me about.
Sure, it's an uninterruptible power supply. Essentially, it's a battery at its most basic. You plug them in. They have a big battery on the inside. They store up power. They also do some of the filtering and the surge protection as well. So you plug your computer into this, and say the power goes out just very briefly, you know, anywhere from a second to a few minutes, it's going to go ahead and power that computer off of that power supply. What's great about that is that then, you know, if you're working on a computer, you have your documents open, it gives you plenty of time to save those, make sure that everything's good, and shut your computer down normally. It's also good, for example, to have one of those attached to your wireless network, your cable or DSL modem. That way you still have that connection. You're not interrupted.
Are there different versions? Are these things costly? Break it down here,
sure,
for me.
Yeah, the good thing is that for most people, you can get away with a relatively inexpensive unit. Most of these are rated in volt amps. For your average person, you know, just a regular desktop computer or even connecting to your networking equipment, you can usually get away with about a 600-volt amp battery backup or UPS. CyberPower makes a bunch of really great ones at your local Best Buy. Average cost of those is around $65. So they're not expensive. Great way to protect your computer. If you do need a little bit more protection for a more power-hungry system, like, say, if you have a workstation or just a bunch of equipment in your home office, you may want to look at something more along the lines of 1,000-volt amps or higher. For example, we have usually one in Best Buy for the 1325-volt amp from CyberPower is about 180.
Okay.
And that's great to get better protection for that more power-hungry equipment.
Still, it's cheaper than, you know, cranking up some thing outside, you know, that generates electricity when your power goes out. I mean, at least this way, you've got some power to what you're using the computer and that sort of thing for.
Yeah, plus you can,
instead of a generator.
You can always get one and then add more down the line. So,
you know, your
kids have theirs. So it's a great way. Just come down, take a look at the computer section in Best Buy. We have them for all the different things. And that way, when the power goes out, you can sit there and go ahead and not worry about your equipment.
Agent Derek Meister, the Geek Squad. We'll link up at wilsoncenter.com, and you can read and see more of the different items he's talking about to help you around the house when it comes to your computer and electronics and staying powered when the power does go out. All right, Derek, thanks much. Have a good day.
Thank you.